This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Hope that you have plans to see fireworks or at least watch them on the tube. They have a good one coming out of Washington always. And then they've got the big one. I think Macy's sponsors it every year out of New York City. But there's certainly places to watch fireworks. Even a lot of the local television stations cover across America cover the fireworks celebrations and so you probably can see them in your area. But either way, I hope you get a look at the what I call serious eye candy. I love it. Really tough for the people in Chicago. Wow, if they were going to barbecues, forget about it. Heavy rain flooding the streets, over 110 million on alert across the country for severe weather. And Chicago was like some of the worst rain that they have seen, period. It was so dangerous. They had lightning storms that happened on Saturday and then Sunday, same thing. It was just a nightmare in some of those low-lying areas, but just across the city in general. In fact, there was a NASCAR stop that had to basically be wrapped up because they had to cancel the rest of the race. They couldn't race through downtown. The flooding halted the street race. The heavy rains trapped so many cars and 6 inches pounding down. And they had that pinwheel thing that happens where it just goes over and over and over and over. You had 55 and Interstate 290 that were closed because of flooding. Some really, really bad stuff, life-threatening situations. So that race was going to run through the downtown. It's really cool, actually. They couldn't do it because in the afternoon you still had flooding through 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So they decided that they couldn't complete the last half of it. They had problems on Saturday. They had to suspend the race because of lightning, and they just declared Cole Custer the winner of that. And it's a really neat race, like I said, that is neat to watch. I said that now twice, to go through the downtown. But, of course, there's no way you could do that with the type of flooding that we're talking about. It just was impassable, just absolutely impassable. All right, so let's move to Baltimore. Baltimore, terrible. You know, you had a 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man killed, 28 others injured. This was a mass shooting that happened after midnight. It was a happy time, Baltimore block party kind of thing. All 30 of the victims had gunshot wounds. All 30. The oldest, 32 years old. The youngest, 13. I mean, that's outrageous. And the violence marks yet another instance where a celebration turns into a tragedy, where lives are lost and others are permanently altered. Reckless, cowardly act. Absolutely, 100%. So now where are we with mass shootings? This is just the first couple days into July. If you're keeping track, 338 mass shootings in the U.S. in 2023. It's a big weekend for movies. I talked about this in the first hour. I went to see Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, and it was good. In my book, I liked it because, you know, franchise has been around for 40 years, and how many of us have seen the first couple of Indiana? Well, there's been 5. This is the 5th one. And to not see this last one, if you don't want to go see it on the big screen, you could wait and have it stream. But I don't know. I thought it was better than the last one. It was better than the 4th Indiana Jones. And so, kind of a lukewarmish maybe debut, 60 million, but it's only the first day out. I think it's going to find its audience. The bad guy, Mads Mikkelsen, I love, and he was brilliant in it. And Phoebe Waller-Bridge was also in this as the counterpart to Indiana Jones. And I'm going to just say, bravo. I liked it. Deal of Destiny. And it got mixed reviews, but I think it's worth it, especially if you've invested in watching the other Indiana Jones
franchise movies, then you will absolutely like this one. You will. There's no question about it. Something else that's happened over the weekend that was interesting, numbers, you know, in numbers coming out is that, well, the numbers will be released, is looking at Joey Chestnut. And why do I say that's interesting? Well, it's interesting to me because he is the reigning champ of hot dog eating. You know, this is a time for people who eat hot dogs and hamburgers and the whole idea of what happens at Coney Island and the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. So then here's like the big trivia question. What's the most number of hot dogs that Joey Chestnut has ever eaten in the 10 minutes competition? I don't know how they do it. I mean, I do. I know the science behind it. I've talked to some of the competitors before, but I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they can shove all those hot dogs in. So Joey Chestnut's hot dog record is 76 in 10 minutes. 76 in 10 minutes. Pretty impressive, I suppose. That's a world record. He did it in 2021. So he's going to be back to defend that. And I just had this conversation with someone. In all seriousness, I want you to think about this for a second. And maybe you absolutely hate hot dogs, so it's not even a question. How many hot dogs do you really think you could eat? How many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 10 minutes? And I don't, for me, the answer is maybe two. It's like two. I like stuff on my hot dogs, by the way. So, you know, whatever it is, sauerkraut, it's not even an issue for me because I would never, ever, ever be a competitor in a contest like that. But it is one of those quirky, weird things that we do in America and people watch. I mean, it became a televised event and people pay attention to it. It's pretty interesting. So Friday, as we really swung into the big weekend, we've been talking about the obviously finances. We've had people on talking about the stock market, and there was a U.S. stock rally that is cruising into the month that's been pretty strong. In fact, I get a publication called The Week, and on it they had a funny cover about the bulls, you know, saying it's bulls, meaning it's a bull market. And the S&P defied the whole idea of what we had talked about for way too long, recession fears and the U.S. banking crisis and all of that. So there's this upward trend that is expected to continue the next couple of weeks at least. And the S&P 500 has posted a positive return in 8 consecutive Julys. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ has climbed in July for 15 straight years. I know many of you have 401ks. You know you're scrimping, saving, trying to do jobs that you've worked out for a long time, and you want to see those markets rise, especially if you're getting near retirement age. But even if you're not, the more it crashes, the more you have to make up. So to me, if we can say, it looks like we're forecasting this, that the market actually looks pretty strong, then I'm going to say, woo, we're happy for that. You know, I'm not here to give any kind of financial advice, but as somebody who's had to school herself in this, I would just say, diversification. Diversification, of course, it's always the best. All right, coming up, you're going to love some of the conversations. Eddie Goldfarb joins us to talk about his product that's so cool and his children's books, UBIs, coming up. UBIs coming up next.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Bits of information. Jeremy Paulson joins us to talk about some of those. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
You know what? There's so many facts that float around us. I love it. I'm all about that. When somebody tells me, I'm a lifelong learner, someone will tell me something cool, and I, like, somewhere in my brain, I put it in the back of my brain. Music has a lot of that. Look, you ride motorcycles. There's a great history of motorcycles and racing and, you know, how the first electronic bikes even came to be. And it's on and on, the little factoids you can find everywhere. But what do your UBIs have?
I should do that next time.
Do the motorcycles. I'm very curious about motorcycles. I went by a motorcycle shop today. I thought of you because it's very big where I live, huge where I live. And some of them were pretty cheap. And I was thinking, why are these bikes are cheap? And then I'm looking at
thinking I should get one.
Yeah, right. And then I was looking down the road. I saw some that were, you know, whatever, $15,000. So they were all across the board. And some of them I really couldn't tell much of the difference, but I didn't look closely at them either. Which is interesting. Yeah, you'll have to do that for the next one. So you don't have motorcycles this time. What do you have this time around?
No. I did a bunch of film stuff.
Nice.
Kind of. Since
nice.
We both like film people.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I just did some film ones. Okay. So you like E.T., like the movie E.T.?
I do.
Do you know how they made the sounds of E.T. walking?
I actually do not know that.
I guess they squished jelly with their hands.
You're kidding.
No,
Squished. Oh, that's crazy to come up with that. Wow, to come up with that sound. That's interesting. Yeah, cool.
Squishing jelly.
Yeah.
What was Buzz Lightyear's original name? His name wasn't supposed to be Buzz Lightyear.
I don't know. What's his original name?
It was supposed to be Lunar Larry.
Buzz Lightyear is way better. Whoever brainstormed that puppy out, I hope they got a raise.
Change it to Buzz. Buzz Aldrin. No, Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear is brilliant. It's smart. It's good.
Better than Lunar Larry.
Yeah, that doesn't work. That's funny.
What's the most expensive movie to date?
Most expensive to be made?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd have to be some Avatar.
No.
What?
It was actually Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Stranger Tides.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it costed $378 million to make.
Wow, probably special effects and then all the shooting on location.
What's the average cost of a movie to make?
Average cost of a movie, I'm going to say $20 million.
$65
million. 65, unless it's a really independent film, but then that's they got to pull in favor. 65 million.
Average.
That's crazy, though, to try to make up that box office when people aren't really going to the movies that much.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
Imagine trying to make up 378 million.
And, of course, I'm sure it did. Those movies had big haul.
Pirates.
The Pirates of the Caribbean. It probably made it up.
I don't know. That's a lot. But
that's
a lot.
It's
supposedly the most expensive movie to date to make.
Wow. I wonder how much. I mean, Avatar must have been under that. I'm surprised. I thought Avatar was outrageous how much it cost with all those special effects and everything.
And last one, not least, what was the original name on the Hollywood sign? The Hollywood sign wasn't just Hollywood.
Okay, it wasn't Hollywood. Beverly Hills.
No, it was Hollywoodland.
Hollywoodland. Oh,
in 1949, they got rid of the land, but the Hollywood sign was Hollywoodland.
Oh, yeah, no. Hollywood was smart. That's so much better. It's clever, it's short, and that sign is iconic.
Yeah, well, yeah. 1949, yeah, they took down the land part.
Hollywood. When you go to L.A., L.A. is so, it's so hard to get around L.A. It's just one big sprawl. But what is kind of cool is when you're on a certain highway, I can't even remember which one. I don't think it might be the 101, but I don't think it is. It could be from a distance. And you can see the Hollywood sign, and it's, even when it's kind of hazy there because they have so much pollution, which their pollution has nothing to do usually with Canada, you can see that sign, and it is so cool to see that. It is. It's just iconic. You just know it.
Don't you think it would be iconic with four extra letters?
No. I mean, I guess so, but I like the shortening. It was smart. It just is... More, and you know what? It's probably easier because those letters, there's always problems with them. They have to go up and they have to fix them. The wind, the things happen. So, that could be part of it. Like, why do we need this extra... You know what it's like? It's like, I can't think of the thing now. There's a spelling. There's a way to shorten. It's some kind of tool that comes up and you can use it for free because, you know, we live in the land of you do anything on the internet and something pops up that there's an app for that and it shortens your run-on sentences and you see all the extra words and that would be Hollywood land that you put into sentences like, why do I need these extra words? I can make shorter sentences.
I wonder if they pay a guy to keep them nice and white.
I bet you they do.
A job.
Somebody's job has to be watching that. Right. I'm going to find that out. I'm going to call someone to find out. Who's in charge of the Hollywood? I'm going to say we want to be in charge of the Hollywood
just
sign. How much
there,
will you pay?
Hanging there
how much will you pay us?
For washing it. Yeah.
What if they would pay us to go out? You and I could fly out there and we could just see what do the job. You know, do a podcast for them.
We're the new cleaning people.
We're the new cleaning people. We promise we won't charge you that much. But I'm just going to supervise, and you're going to have to climb up on the letters, okay? And I'll make sure you're all right.
I'm afraid of heights. We'll switch.
No, I'm afraid of heights. Well, I'm not afraid, but I'm afraid that I'd get dizzy and I'd fall back. I don't know. I'd have to have ropes on. One time I did a radio remote where, and stupidly, of course I said, yes, yes, I'll do it. It was a Taco Bell promotion. And, oh, my general manager was not happy. He wasn't mad at me, but he's mad at the salesperson because we didn't tell him.
That reminds me of the job that I was thinking about applying for, the racetrack up here.
Uh-huh.
I was hiring a camera operator. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool, running a camera for the racetrack. And then they said you had to climb up a 40-foot ladder to the camera. And I was like, no.
Oh, no, and it would be a ladder that you're exposed, I guarantee it. Because that's what it was like when I had to climb up that billboard, the Taco Bell billboard. I mean, they had a harness thing on me, but it was a tiny ladder that I had to go up way into the air.
I can imagine this tiny ladder up this little tower to this little camera.
No.
40 feet in the air, and you could feel it swaying because of the wind. I was like, no.
No. No, you should just, at least for now, sit in the radio studio because you're going to climb.
I'd love to do a camera operator job for the racetrack, but I'm not going 40 feet up a ladder.
Oh, no. Especially, can you imagine it's windy, the elements, forget it. The haze from Canada. I can't see. Come, somebody get me. Please help me. All right, speaking of being in high places, hoo-hoo. I love owls. You say that I've talked about the owls before, and I think I did, but I mentioned it with other species. So I'm just focusing on the owls, but because you think I did owls before, I'm going to also throw in the falcons. But I love owls. You know, their lifespan, what do you think their lifespan is?
27.
Pretty good, 25. Yeah, 25 is their lifespan. How many different species of owls do you think there are?
39.
No, 15. There's 15 according to the National Wildlife Council. I mean, could there be some that we don't know about? There's 15 different types of owls. There's the horned owls, the barn owls, the true owl, the snowy owl. A lot of people have heard of that. The great gray owl, the burrowing owl, the speckled owl. I love the barn owls, and the horned owls are really cool. I hear owls and I just want to see them. The burrowed baby owls, and I look all over the place and it's so hard to find them. I've seen baby owls before though, and it's the coolest thing to see them when they're little. Do you think they're nearsighted or farsighted or neither of those?
Probably far.
Yep. Yep. Stick with your original, your gut. They're farsighted, and they can't see anything clearly within a few centimeters of their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like most birds are farsighted.
Yeah, I think I bet you most are. I don't know that to be a fact, but I'm going to say probably. You know, most birds make a lot of noise, and I did the hoo hoo. But do you think they're pretty noisy creatures?
No, probably not.
They aren't. No, they make virtually no noise when they fly. Yeah. They don't because it's the way that they flop around. Definitely. I said I was going to throw in the falcons. So the falcon's fastest recorded dive is how much? How many miles per hour?
60,
way off. 240 miles per hour. Do you believe it? Crazy. Yeah. All right.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. and Russia are in talks about a possible prisoner swap involving a Wall Street Journal reporter. That's according to a Kremlin spokesperson who also noted that talks must be carried out and continue in complete silence. Evan Gershkovich is accused of spying by Russia. Beachgoers in New York keeping their eyes on the water this July 4th after a shark attack on a young swimmer.
Monday at Robert Moses State Beach, a 15-year-old girl suffered some wounds to her leg after she was bitten.
A shark attack at the lifeguard station Kismet Beach.
A few hours later, about 7 miles away on Kismet Beach, a 15-year-old boy who was surfing was bitten by a shark on his left foot. Meantime, Tuesday morning, there was a shark sighting on Robert Moses State Beach Field number 4, and people were asked to get out of the water. Lisa G., New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Boy, I'm going to introduce you to such an interesting man, Eddie Goldfarb. He's written a book called Sopo Hatches. And wait till you hear really the background of this book and how it came about and all of that. And plus, just his background is so interesting. The many, many things that he's done, including we thank him for his service. We had a great conversation about what he did as far as flying is concerned. And boy, the Navy, just being a commissioned naval officer and what he was assigned to and what happened there, his life has been certainly one wild ride, I would say. Hey, Eddie, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Looking forward to the interview.
So let's talk about the book, and then I want to talk more about your background. But what inspired this book? It was really a product.
Well, let's start off first with I wish I never got the idea because it's taken over my life for the last 7 years. Whenever I move into a new home, I always hang one of those permanent personal care dispensers for your shampoo, conditioner, and body wash on the wall. And one day I was filling the dispenser with shampoo. I picked up the bottle and said, why can't the bottle, the package, actually be the dispenser? You could put some kind of adhesive on the back. You could attach it to the wall. It would come that way from the store or from Amazon or wherever you buy it. So I started experimenting, and I started with, like, milk cartons, believe it or not. Anyway, I made about 100 models until I finally got one that worked, and then we launched it, and we had very, very good success, but it was a pouch design. And then I liquidated 27,000 units, and I redesigned it to a flawlessly working model that we have today. And it's called SOFO, by the way. And SOFO is an acronym for stick on pull off. So it's SOFO dispenser packaging. And it's interesting how the name came about real quickly. One of my investors thought I meant SOFA, which I believe is fog in Spanish. And that's where I got the idea that our ambassador should be Little SOFO the Frog, which is a red-eyed tree frog. And she was hatched in the eastern Peru Amazon rainforest. So that's how it all came about.
Yeah, I love that the name SOFO is very cool, by the way. So tell us more about the book since we started to go down that road. Tell us more about the frog.
So I wrote the book basically to be a giveaway with the product. And the product is called SOFO the Frog, which is a 3-in-1 organic and natural shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for children. So I wrote the book to be a promotional item with the purchase of the product. But everybody who saw the manuscript said, Ed, this is not a giveaway. This is a really good book. Because I've been in advertising for many years, I actually used to write a lot of verse to our advertising, which included writing jingles and then going to Nashville and having them produced, because I'm not a composer. I'm basically a writer. So the whole book is in verse, in rhyme, and it's I understand from a couple of people who've already read it that the children have memorized the book because it's very easy to memorize rhymes. So that's how that came about. So we decided to just publish the book, which I did about in February, actually.
Yeah, we won't tell everyone everything about the book, but the rhymes, like you're saying, you got a mama frog laying eggs in a pond in the Amazon rainforest. This is going to be fun for you to write.
It was a lot of fun to write. It came out very quick. It opens up. I'm just going to give you the first page. Early on a misty morn, just before the break of dawn, a little green tree frog lays her eggs while sitting back on powerful legs. So that's how it opens up.
I love it. Yeah, you need to get this book. I mean, this book would be great for kids, really, of all ages, I think, because there's even some cool, like, metaphors in this. And it's like you said, all that research and development, the packaging that you went through, is there some kind of, I don't know, euphoria, relief, whatever it is that, wow, you're really kind of at now the pinnacle point of all of this and just really pushing it out there.
Well, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I was telling my wife the other day, I don't know what to do. It's been about 10,000 hours of research and development to get to this point, and we're going to launch this weekend. And I ran a test market and made some orders, and I noticed that it wasn't going to the bank and it wasn't going to my 3PL. It's a 3PL is a shipping and handling company that's going to ship it out for me. So right now, as a matter of fact, before I got on with you, I was talking to the shipping and handling company. Say, hey, go to Shopify and fix the problem, because I don't have time to do it. I've already tried and I can't get it done. So hopefully today we're going to push the button and go live. And also I want to point out, let's go back if we can to the book. The book is non-fictional, but it's almost like a fictional book in that SOFO the Frog obviously is a made-up character, but she is the ambassador for not only my product, which is secondary to the book, but it talks about being respectful to your parents and friends, going to school and learning, good hygiene, and also taking care of our planet. So there's a lot covered in a very few pages.
Yeah, and you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. If somebody wants to get the product, where do they go for that?
Well, just go to Shopify. It's under the brand name, the store name, SOFO the Frog. com will take them to the Amazon page. There's two ways to go. They go directly to Amazon at SOFOTheFrog.com, or they can go to MySOFO.com, and that's the website, and from there you could click on shop. So there's two ways to get there.
Yeah, love it. So when you started out, and I mentioned this at the beginning, you've done so many interesting things in your life. I mean, Navy, piloting, ending up in advertising with some huge campaigns on the cutting edge of so many, many things. Did you ever think you'd end up here? Did you have that entrepreneurial spirit?
Oh, I always have. When I got out of the Navy, I was 25 years old. I applied to 65 airlines around the world. I couldn't get a job because the whole country was kind of in a recession. I guess the world might have been. And the airlines just weren't hiring, and my timing was off. So I got this idea for a company called The Warehouse. So I went back to school at Florida State University, and then I took a semester off to open up this warehouse, which was a bar. And we had like 1,500 people there opening night, but bottom line is it failed finally because I didn't know what I was doing. So I blew all my inheritance on that. And then I got in from then after I graduated, I got into advertising.
Yeah. And what was advertising like?
Oh, well, I started out with a company called Food Fair Pantry Pride, which is bankrupt. Right after I left, they went bankrupt. I'm not saying I had anything to do with the bankruptcy, but they were, I understand, the seventh largest grocer in the United States at the time. Anyway, I got a job as assistant advertising director for Food Fair Pantry Pride, and my boss was very young, so I wasn't going to be promoted. So I once I learned my trade, and by the way, I only took two advertising courses in college, one in advertising, one marketing. My background was really chemistry. But when I got to advertising, I realized this is easy, this is fun, and I took to it like a duck takes to water. My boss was very good, a great mentor, but I realized that I had a lot of creativeness in me. So he started giving me more and more responsibility. Finally, he didn't do anything. I was doing everything. And I was learning layouts, copywriting, television production, radio production, point of sale. And then I started looking at advertising agents, sending out resumes, and SuperValu hired me as their advertising director. I was in one of their main divisions, and that went very, very well. I had a lot of accomplishments, and I was actually recruited by Juul out of Chicago. And they doubled my salary and promised me a car which they'd never delivered on. But SuperValu, to keep me, met the salary and they met everything else, but they didn't give me the proverbial car. So I went to Juul. They were sold out 2 years later to American Stores, which is Albertsons. I went on the job market and went on 5 interviews, 4 job offers. I ended up as the first director of advertising for AutoZone. So that was my last real advertising job. Well, I'm going to digress. Then after AutoZone, I went through a divorce. A lot happened in my life. And I got a job with the American Contract Bridge League as their public relations director. And that was very interesting because unbeknownst to me, because I don't play bridge, that Omar Sharif, Malcolm Forbes, these kind of guys were members, and they actually played tournament bridge. And I got the idea for the French-American bridge tournament, and guess who was the captain of the, you're not going to guess, I'm going to tell you, the French team, Omar Sharif.
Wow.
So I ended up spending 3 days with Omar Sharif, a one hell of a nice guy, let me tell you. But, you know, I was kind of his gopher, but it was really enjoyable. But also with AutoZone, I met, had lunch with, dinner with Richard Petty, the champion, you know, probably the most, won most championships in NASCAR. When I was at Food Fair, I had dinner with Fran Tarkington, the quarterback. I think, I forgot what team he was with, wasn't it? Minnesota? Anyway,
Minnesota, yeah.
It was very interesting, yeah. I just had an incredible life, hung out with the Kingston Trio. So it's been a lot of fun. And then I got set up with the corporate world, and 31, 33 years ago, whatever, I got into real estate. And that's been incredibly successful for me. And then 7 years ago, I got the idea for SOPO. So that's kind of taken over my life and kind of let, I didn't let my real estate go, obviously, but I stopped promoting it the way I used to. So my business dropped while I was promoting SOPO. So I, you know, I put my heart, soul, and my money into SOPO. And I hope the book is successful because I have an idea to write a whole series of books about what's SOPO's adventures through life, basically. SOPO goes to school, SOPO goes to college, SOPO becomes a Navy pilot, SOPO leaves the Navy, becomes a doctor, whatever it's going to be, it's, you know, whatever I can think of. It's,
sure.
I want to just, you know, a book that children can, that will help them through life. I mean, I have lost everything 3 times in my life. I've started over 3 times with nothing. And, you know, you just can't let the bad guys get you down. Circle the wagons.
I love that. Circle the wagons. Perfect place to end this. SOPO Hatches, here's where it all begins. Pick up this book. Get this product. Go to Amazon. Eddie Goldfarb, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, and have a good week.
You too.
Look forward to people buying the book and loving it.
Hi, this is Kate.
Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
William Vincoli. The name of his book is I Take Thee, Angela, A Life in Poetry. And we talked off the air, and it's so interesting. You know, you think of people who have those marriages that seem to last forever, and he was absolutely in love with his wife, and I think the same thing probably back on her end. I would have loved to meet her. 56 years married. Thank you so much for joining us, William.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And you have a pen name, by the way. Tell us about that.
Oh, my pen name is Guglielmo, which is William in Italian. And as a matter of fact, it's not my birth certificate, so I just use that as my pen name.
I like that. Guglielmo. It's so pretty. And that's how you'll find it. You go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So, first of all, tell us about this love story about meeting your wife and what life was like.
Well, I met my wife when she was 16 and I was 18, and she was on Rye Beach with her girlfriend, and I was with my buddy, and the two of us said, oh boy, there's two cuties, let's go over. And we spent most of the afternoon on the beach. My friend was interested in Angela, and so I was stuck with Bobby, and we talked, and then we parted. And I didn't hear or see her for 2 years. And then all of a sudden, my sister's girlfriend said, how would you like to meet a nice Italian girl? And she introduced me, and I couldn't believe it. There was Angela. And I really believe it was fate that we met again.
Right. So you didn't, the first time it didn't happen. I like how you said I was stuck. You didn't meet her the first time, but then the second time around, it was a hit. What was life like for the two of you? Did you go on many adventures and whatnot?
Well, we started dating, and of course her parents are very, very strict Italians. And I was the first one that her mother liked. She had met a few boys, but her mother liked me for some reason. And then we went out, and I'll never forget when I she was in high school. She was graduating, and I wanted to propose, and I had the ring, and we were right in front of her house in the car. And I went to give her the ring, and the tenant upstairs said, "Why don't you two give it up?" And it just spoiled the whole thing, but it didn't spoil our relationship. So it was amazing. I just adored her.
Yeah, mother, grandmother, wife, like I said, all those decades married. And something you told me that I thought was so interesting, which a lot of people can't say, you were never apart more than 2 weeks.
Yep, only 2 weeks. When I was in the bank, I had to go to the University of Indiana for 2 weeks, and I'll tell you, it was torture, but that was the only time we were apart. It was amazing.
And then you fast forward, and sadly, Angela gets pancreatic cancer, and that had to be such a blow. But what a fighter she was through the whole thing, huh?
Well, let me tell you, it amazed me, because she was usually very timid, and she was very quiet, very quiet person, but I'll tell you, she fought like a tiger. She lasted 2.5 years going to chemo, radiation. It was just doctor's visit. It wasn't a good 2.5 years, but at least we were together.
Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you what, you never hear that with pancreatic cancer. She really wanted to be there. There's no question about that. And let's talk about your poetry and writing the poems. How did all that come about for you?
Well, you know, there's always been an expression, you're a poet and you don't know it, and that was me. So I don't know where these poems, they just came from my heart and my soul. And they just I kept putting them on paper and paper. And finally, after she passed, I put them together and I got in touch with the publisher and we made a book out of it. And I was amazed.
Yeah, you talk about everything. What's so cool? I mean, you talk about the treatments. I mean, you have several poems all about that. What that's like. You talk about so much that happened there. You talk about hospice at home because people always wonder about that. You talk about that whole journey, but you also talk about the beginning of your love story and motherhood and all of that. The marriage planned and a bump in the road and the big move. Tell us about the big move, because you wrote a great poem about that.
Well, you know, my wife adored her children, and when I decided, when I retired, and I wanted to move to Florida, for some reason I had it in my head I wanted to move to Florida. I had purchased the acreage down there many years before. She didn't want to go. She didn't want to go. And finally, she went, and when we got down there, she loved it. When we'd come up here, she'd say, "Honey, let's go home." And so it was amazing. It was really a smooth transition. And those 9 years in Florida were the happiest years of our life.
Yeah, you said, you know, lots of walks, huh?
Oh, we used to walk and we used to say the rosary. And you'd see an alligator cross the road while we were walking. It was, and little ducks would cross the road. We'd walk 3 miles every day in a circle. And she loved it, and I loved it. The weather was great. We were not near the coast. We were inland. We had spring, summer, and fall. And what I did was I built the house, and I built it like the condo that we lived in, because I know she didn't want to go there, but I wanted her to be comfortable. And she was. After a while, she loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned in with your poems, it was really a journey through your whole life. There's no question about that. And you definitely weren't shy about letting your feelings go when it came to the treatments, when it came to hospice, when it came to her eulogy. Was that cathartic for you to write about that, to come up with the poems to describe it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? all we have that's really, really valuable in the end is memories. And my memories are there. And I, the memories in the book aren't all good, but they're there, and it was our life, and it was amazing. It was amazing. You never realize how fast time goes, and it just zips by.
Boy, isn't that true. And you have four kids. You had four kids. What did the children think of your poetry book?
Well, they can't believe that their father is a poet. It's like, I can't believe it either. I really am. And English was my worst subject, so what can I say?
It just goes to show you anything can happen. And what do you hope, and you're really saying this, what do you hope, William, people take away from reading this book, picking it up at any point, because that's what you can do with poetry. What do you hope their thoughts are when they put it down?
Well, you know, I've learned for the most part, and this is only human, that during our lifetime, we really don't show each other how much we love each other. And I'm just hoping that someone who reads the book will give more love and attention to their significant other. Because love is the most beautiful four-letter word in the world. And then it can move mountains.
Boy, I so agree with that. Perfect place to end this. Again, Angela, A Life in Poetry. Guglielmo is the name on the book, which stands for William, as we learned at the beginning of this. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Kate. My pleasure. Thank you.
Wow, such a great story. And, you know, what's interesting about William is it's like he talked about the life, the meeting. Think about that, many of you out there who have swung for the fences and missed or got lucky enough and you've been married for however long. 56 years is so, in so many ways, unheard of in modern times. I'm going to say moving forward even just a couple of decades ago. And his poetry really is so well done because you can tell when you read it, he's thinking of exactly what is happening. And as he said, at 90, he's 90 years old, that he was a poet. He didn't even know it. I love that expression. My father was a poet, so reading it was just so lovely. And he talks about, you know, in the beginning when he talked about meeting Angela, he's got a poem called We Meet Again, and he says, 2 years pass and fate was there, a shadow from above, a blind date was arranged. Who would have thought about love? It was you, the girl I had met that day upon the beach. Wow, you were back. There you were, right within my reach. As time went by, love grew and grew. I asked you to be my wife. You heard him describe that to us. Could this be real? Was I just dreaming? Is she back in my life? Was a dream of the past now coming true? I couldn't believe that you would want me and I was to be married to you. Did you really say yes? Did I hear right? My heart was beating. My throat felt so tight. And what a wonderful start to that poem. And you can read that, the rest of that, and all of those poems by picking up the book, I Take the Angela, A Life in Poetry. Thanks for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.